Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of MLS UK Show Stoppage Time World Cup Edition. My name's Henry Hewitt and as always I'm joined by...
Elliot Holman, thanks for joining us.
Elliot, last time we did an episode, it was just before the England-USA game. Since then a lot has happened and three of the four sides that we're concentrating on have been eliminated. Just thinking, let's go back to the start then. Let's go back to that England-USA game. What did you make of it?
Pretty awful, wasn't it? I'm sure USA fans are a lot happier with it than we are, for obvious reasons. I think obviously there was an expectation on England to go and beat the States. We talked about this on the podcast and over the last few years that the States are a lot better than everybody in Europe believes. However, I still expected England to at least turn up and put in a performance. I don't feel like they did. I'm not trying to discredit USA at all. I just think it was really disappointing from an England point of view. But as you say, some of the teams that, well, most of the teams that we've been focusing on are now gone. So maybe England are doing something right.
Yeah, maybe. And to be honest, I watched that game and I was very disappointed afterwards. I was out in Manchester watching it and there was a lot of very disappointed people in that bar. But I think a few days after it, when you hear them talk about the fact that at the time, England knew that if they drew, they were pretty much through, it kind of made sense a bit more to me. And I got less angry, I guess. But credit to the States, they put on a great performance. And I think overall for the States, they've done well this World Cup. I know a lot of people were saying they were proud of them and what they achieved. And there's a lot there to now look in 3.5 years' time, as it is now, for the World Cup in 2026. To be confident about. How would you rate the States' World Cup adventure?
I think realistically they could have beaten England on the night, which is more of a criticism of England maybe than a praise of the States. But it just shows that, you know, they created enough chances for me to say that. I think ultimately it's maybe what would have been expected. They got through the group, which is the minimum expectation for me with the States. Came up against a tough Dutch side, which was always going to be a challenge. You know, it's progress, isn't it? That's what we have to look at. It's huge progress from these chats we've had 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when qualification didn't go well. And it feels like that's lingered for so long. And this blew away a lot of cobwebs. And it really cemented a path for them to go along in the future. I think you can only be positive.
Yeah, I'd say so. And I think, you know, where somebody posted on Twitter the ages of it, the bigger players in the next World Cup, and they're all in the 20s. So this is a real golden generation for the States that could really do something in four years' time. And I think they showed it in this one. I think maybe going forward, they could be maybe there's a striker out there that they could unearth and get into that squad. But I think overall, I thought the defence were quite solid. I know Zimmerman and Reem are getting a bit older, but I think the midfield played well as well. I think the midfield was better than England's in that game. So, yeah, there's a lot to be positive about. And, you know, it was just a shame for them that they came up against the Netherlands in the round of 16, who... To be honest, before the game, I thought that America could beat the Netherlands. I didn't think they'd particularly done amazing. Netherlands, they didn't pull up any trees, but in the end, they were just too strong for them. And unfortunately, the States are out. Let's look at Canada, because they didn't make it through the group stage. And they ended up losing, of course, to Belgium, which we spoke about in the last episode. Then we lost to Croatia and Morocco. But they got the goal in the end. Alphonso Davies got the first Canadian goal at a World Cup. So, I mean, it's slightly different for them, but are you still confident going into the next World Cup they can do something?
Yeah, I think it's huge for Canada. I think we were all impressed with their performances. Certainly feels like Canadian soccer is in a good place. And I think as well, it's kind of they need to almost follow the States in what they do in the next few years, because you just feel like it's huge progress for Canada. It was huge progress for the States. You know, Canada now got that foot on the ladder. And I think we saw enough there to prove there's a great team spirit. They're doing a lot right off the field. And, you know, they've got great talent. They've got really good talent. So I'm excited for Canada for the next World Cup.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at it, and I know before the competition, we did say that Canada could maybe do something in it, but let's face it, they were in a tough group. You know, Belgium went out, but they're a good team. Croatia and Morocco, the same. So it was going to be tough for them. And I feel for this one, for Canada, it was more of a, I don't know, it was more of a celebration that they finally made it back to the World Cup. Whereas the next one that we know they're definitely going to be in is more of a, right, we're here now, let's see what we can do. I think the distraction of everything around it, same with Wales, actually, the fact that they had not been in it for so long. It was we're back in the World Cup, this is amazing. But now you've got that, and now you've gone out in the group stage, it's like, right, okay, next time, we're not just here to make up the numbers. Let's see how we can progress. And I'm just glad that Alphonso Davies scored. I'm glad that Canada had that moment. And as well, the head coach managed to annoy some Croats as well. That was quite funny to see. But I guess they got the last laugh. But no, very good for Canada in the end. We'll talk about England in a moment. Obviously, our journey continues. But just a quick note on Wales. We are the MLS UK show. We do appreciate, and we are, Wales is a part of the UK. In the end, very disappointing. But similar to Canada, for me, it was just a case of them being there.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, it's incredible that they were there, but I think Wales as a nation, you know, they have good players, so good achievement to be there. But then I feel like the performances for me personally weren't there when they got to the tournament. I think they could have been a lot better, and I think the big players, you could argue, didn't particularly step up and carry them. I know it's a small nation, I understand that, but you feel like with what they had, they could have maybe made a bit more of a go of it. I don't know if I'm being harsh, but they didn't really lay a glove on England. But even in the games before, I kind of expected a little bit more.
Yeah, I would agree with the Iran game, but then Iran were on the back of a heavy beating by England. The USA game, I felt the first half in that was probably the true Wales for what we saw in the World Cup. The second half was you just had the energy there to try and not lose that first game, and America couldn't really cope with it at times. But then when they played England, I think the two goals they conceded against Iran in stoppage time really knocked it out of them, and it was a case in the end of how many England were going to get. So similar to Canada for Wales, I think that, you know, they're looking at the next one and trying to qualify for that and making more of an impact there. There are going to be more teams in the next one, so you'd say that, you know, Wales do have a very good chance of qualifying, even though it will probably, I'd say, actually most definitely be without Gareth Bale. But on the whole, for the three sides, I think there's pros, there's cons, but, for me, I think, for the States, I'm really intrigued to see how they'll do over the next 4 years, because going into that World Cup, and you saw with Mexico, they didn't go through in their group stage. I think there's a lot there for America to build on and potentially become the big dogs in CONCACAF soccer.
Yeah, agreed. They've started to get things right after it being wrong for so long. And we include the domestic league in that as well, of course. And they're on the right path. It's kind of the reset. It's a different approach. It's worked really well with the women's game. So, you know, the US women's national team is and has been incredible for a long time. So really looking forward to how they keep developing talent, because there seems to be so much of it now coming out of academies and colleges. So yeah, fingers crossed that that continues.
So we're recording this on Monday. This is the day after England have beaten Senegal in the World Cup to qualify for the quarterfinals. You know, the change of opinion is so much more positive now as what it was after the American game. And to be honest, for those who don't live in the UK, who don't live in England, this happens at every tournament. There is a point where England are the worst team in the world, and then there's a point where we are the best team in the world. But on that sort of best team to worst team, where would you put England at the moment, and what do you think our chances are, not only against France, but to win the competition?
I think it's certainly the best England team I've ever seen. The options in attack are frightening. You know, Sterling's literally gone home and we're still left with Grealish, Rashford, Foden. It's an incredible set of attacking options. However, you feel like when it comes to France, this is the ultimate test. And I think it's easy to get caught up in, you know, when we talk about the States and Canada and Wales, it's easy to get caught up in how far did you get, but it's actually who did you play? You know, England could sail all the way to the final beating teams like Senegal, but ultimately you're gonna have to beat someone good sometime. France has come up, it's in the quarterfinals, so it's a big team fairly early on, and ultimately they've got to go and get a result or they're going home. And even though I back this as the best England team I've ever seen, I still think they'll struggle.
Yeah, I don't think we'll beat France either. No, I think for me, going into the Senegal game, honestly, I was like, I hope we win. Obviously, I hope we win, but I really hope we win. So at least we get to the quarterfinals. I think France will be too strong for us. Mbappe and Griezmann, they've got some top quality players. And England have got some great players as well, don't get me wrong. But I think for, apart from Harry Kane, England's top players are actually quite young. So if this was happening in America in 4 years, maybe it'd be a bit more of an even matchup. Who knows? We could be surprised and England could go through. But yeah, I was really hoping we'd win just so we could. Because if you're going to go out, if you're losing the round of 16 to Senegal, suddenly everyone's saying Gareth Southgate needs to be axed, he needs to be sacked. They're all rubbish and whatever. Now, we're going into that France game and people are thinking, okay, well, France are a very good team. So if we win, brilliant. And I honestly think England would beat Spain or Portugal, as it looks like it's going to be in the semis. I think England will get to the final if they beat France. But if they don't, then you look and think, well, yeah, France are reigning champions. They've got the best player in the world. They are a very good team. So I'm just glad that if we do go out, unless we lose 6 or 7 nil, you'd think that Gareth Southgate would still, we'd look at it and go, he's done a good job. But it's going to be a great game. And, you know, as we look at it now, I know Portugal are playing today and we've got Brazil and Spain and Portugal. If those teams go through, if you look at the last eight then, as a Netherlands, Argentina, England, France, Spain, Portugal, Brazil, whoever else it is, I forgot, but they're probably the eight best teams in, apart from maybe Germany and Belgium, but eight best teams in the world. It would really be a World Cup, if you get me.
Yeah, and it's easy to get caught up in, oh, well, if we only lose 1-0 to France, that's quite good. But ultimately, we want to win the World Cup. We keep thinking that we're good enough to win the World Cup, so we have to go and do it. For me, Southgate's the right man for the job, partly because his, you know, man management, his off the field style, everything he's put in place is coming to fruition, but also because show me the other options. Now, ultimately, if we lose 4-0 to France or 1-0 to France, I still want Southgate to be the manager. And so I'd actually just be disappointed either way. Because like you say, maybe an easier tie if you can beat France, it may be an easier side that you face in Spain or Portugal after that. And that's your path to the final. So it's a big game. I really hope we get on the front foot. I really hope we attack, because that's where our strengths are. We saw when we tried to play around the back last night, not for me, not working, not with Maguire, not with Stones, even Pickford, to be honest. So let's get it forward. The long ball worked. doesn't have to be ugly Stoke City long ball. It can be, you know, you can mix it up a little bit. That ultimately, that's what's got us in. It's where, you know, Bellingham's winning the ball in midfield and carrying it. I thought he was excellent. So let's get on the front foot and take the game to them.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see on Saturday. Has there been anyone else in the World Cup? Like, if, you know, I know France and England in some parts has been billed as, you know, that's the route to the final. That's going to be that this side's team in the final, whoever wins that one. Has there been anyone else who you think could win the tournament?
Oh, I really liked the look of Spain, but it's a young midfield. So similar to, like you say about England, a lot of the really good players are very young, very inexperienced. They are going to be one to look at in the next World Cup for me. And, you know, could still potentially do very well in this World Cup. For me, Argentina are a bizarre one because Messi is carrying them, but how he's carrying them is by walking around the pitch and just still being amazing. It's bizarre, isn't it? And Brazil, when they get Neymar back, they're going to be a force. It's hard to look past any of those, I think.
Yeah, I think for me, it is going to be England or France in the final from this our side of the bracket. I think on the other one, it's Brazil or Argentina. And if they win their matches, they'll play in the semi-finals, which will be one hell of a match. It'd be amazing. And everything that's going on, everyone would love Messi to get to the final. Obviously, Pelé has been ill, so the people will be like, well, we want Brazil to get to the final. You know, there's so many sort of the storylines of this World Cup is really intertwining. It's really exciting to watch. Have you been surprised, actually, just one more thing. Have you been surprised about how good the tournament's been in terms of, you know, people are saying that the group stages were the best ever, you know, like this Winter World Cup that we all looked at, whether it be for, you know, what would happen on the pitch or what's happening off the pitch, and people like, this is going to be the worst World Cup ever, is actually turning out on the pitch to be one of the best.
Yeah, and I think that's where the North America has to be careful when they host next time, because they're talking about not having draws or ties. But that's what's brought us so much of the drama, you know, in the final group stages, final group games. There was so much jeopardy for so many big teams. You know, let's not mess with it, because it really has been very, very entertaining.
It has. Yeah. And I can't wait to watch the last part of it. We're only 2 weeks away now. And this is our third episode of four we're going to do across the World Cup. We will be back with another episode. It'll either be just before the World Cup final or just after it. And then that'll be our break then until MLS returns next year. If you've enjoyed these World Cup episodes, then please let us know on your podcast provider. Give us a rating. And I mean, we'd really appreciate it. But we have one condition, Elliot, don't we?
5 stars only. It's LA Galaxy style. They've still got their 5 stars despite all of the issues, shall we say.
Yes. I have been seeing MLS news drip through, and I have paying attention to it. But while the World Cup's on, we're going to stay clear of it, and we'll be talking about that next year. So don't forget, MLS UK show is sponsored by soccer90.com. You can get international shirts, MLS shirts, everything on there. And when you get to the checkout, if you use MLS UK in the discount code, you can get 20% off too. Right, that's it for episode 3 of our World Cup specials. I've been Henry Hewitt.
And I've been Elliot Holman. Come on, England.
See ya.
Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.